Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. In the name of Jesus, amen. Bread crumbs and a font. Both appear small. Both may seem or look unimpressive. Water, bread, words. Let it be done. From the Master's table. From the name that is above all names. We wrestle with it, that the name above all names is given. Given. We wrestle with God. Just like Jacob, left alone in the dark all night. Hard to believe. Hard to believe that God would come down to the wrestling ring of the world. Hard to believe that God would take hold of a man and change his name. When he did that, it hurt. There was pain. Pain was involved, and don't get it wrong, this was no polite blessing. Let me go, for the day has broken. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. The blessing there had everything to do with the name. You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. A new name. A given name. Not earned, but given. Who are you? That's what Jacob asked next. What is your name? Who are you that can change my name? So Jacob calls the place Peniel, which means I have seen God face to face. And he limped away. The wrestling leaves a mark. But notice the blessing is not in the wrestling. The blessing was not in the pain, not in the struggle. The blessing was in the name. Jacob wrestles and refuses to let go. And another outsider will do the same. Yes, go tell it to the dogs. In Jesus' day, dog was not a pet. Dog meant outsider, unclean, not worth anything. And to the Jews, the Gentiles were known as dogs, outside of the house of Israel, outside of the promise. And so that's why Jews didn't even keep dogs in their house. They made them stay outside because you had to be a sheep to be considered an insider, the house of Israel. But here is where Jesus breaks expectations. He brings crumbs. An outsider comes and she refuses to let go, just like Jacob. She knows that crumbs are enough. And she is not even there for herself. She is there for her daughter. She brings her oppression to the Word. She knows his name. She calls him Lord, Son of David. And at first, he does not answer. His silence draws her faith out into the open. Yet the disciples, what do they want? Disciples want her gone. She doesn't leave. She kneels, saying, Lord, help me. Now, the problem is not the demon. The question is, are the crumbs enough? Is being sprinkled with water enough? Yes, let it be done. Great is your faith. And her daughter was healed instantly. But notice this, Jesus does not promise you instantaneous healing. He promises his name. He promises to take the form of a servant. Though he was in the form of God, he did not grasp at equality with God. He emptied himself. He was born in human likeness. He humbled himself, obedient even to the point of death, even death on a cross. Why? Not so he could earn a name, but so that the name would be revealed in his humiliation and proclaimed in the resurrection. The cross shows the name, and the resurrection exalts the name. And therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Jacob, the woman, the baptisms today, all lead to the name that is above all names, from small faith to great faith. Because in baptism, God gives us his name. He joins us to Christ. He makes us heirs. Not that we become bread, but we are brought into the body of Christ, and we are named. May sound like rubbish if you were to go out on the street corner and preach that. Go tell it to the dogs. But even the dogs eat. The changing of Jacob's name did not remove his struggles. The woman still lived in a broken world. You and I still wrestle with sin and death. Remember, the blessing is not in the wrestling. It's in the name. The morsel of bread, the ounce of water, they are not crumbs in the end. And that's because Christ does not measure out scraps. He pours, not leftovers, not a little love, but every ounce of himself. That is the name. Now, we do not get to see miracles every day, but every Lord's Day, like today, we receive the let it be done. God coming down to his people, not a limp, a glimpse, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, even the dogs. See, Jesus was afflicted, and that was not right. But that affliction is what makes you right. He wrestled with man and for man. He handled our oppression. He blesses, has mercy, and answers. The Lord is here. Dearest Jesus, we are here. Baptismal hymn that we sang as the party gathered up here. We confess the Lord is here. We confess that we receive his mercy for nothing. He creates out of nothing. You heard the baptismal flood song of Noah that through the flood, he creates us and saves us through water. And I like the last stanza of the hymn. Dearest Jesus, we are here. Now into your heart we pour prayers that from our hearts proceeded. Our petitions heavenward soar. May our hearts' desires be heeded. Write the name we have been given. Write it in the book of heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.